So this is a story about surprises and surprise gifting. Anyone enjoy getting surprise gifts? Yeah? Got any favorites? Any of your favorites? Let's hear some favorite surprise gifts you've gotten.
A guitar.
A guitar? Do you still use it? Oh, okay. So I am less of a surprise gift getter and more of a surprise gift giver. I've been really into buying things for people since I was a kid. My mom was a bargain hunter. She taught me really well how to just look for the right things year-round for Christmas time and make sure that everyone gets what they want. My wife, before we were married, I had to propose to her, right? So when that happened, she had asked me to marry her a couple of times, and I had just come off a couple of relationships that weren't going so great. So I was like, let me have some time to work this out. Meanwhile, in the back of my head, I'm like, she's the one. And I planned the most amazing proposal. I took her for 6 months. I sort of worked this up. And she had to get scuba certified. She thought it was because we were going to Honduras. I was a teacher, and for spring break, we were going to go to Honduras and scuba dive with the whale sharks. We missed our plane, but that's a different story. I got all of our friends and family to come to Baltimore to the aquarium, where I had set up to propose to her in the big circular fish tank. I never officially asked her. We were underwater. I pulled a ring out of a giant clam, and she put it on her finger and realized what was happening. So fast forward, and over the years, she's had a really hard time surprising me with stuff like that. And some of her surprises have really backfired pretty hard. My 40th birthday, I don't want to go into the details. I was in tears. But I've forgiven her. It took a few years to get to that point. Essentially, she had planned this big day of renting a convertible and taking me up the coast in California to go wine tasting. I had told her I had a meeting planned for the day that I had to be at with my boss. And when she pulls up in the convertible, I was like, did he call my boss? And she said, no. Not a good conversation with my boss. Well, let's go to Christmas 2023. When the last gift of the day is presented to me, I'm like, we're done unwrapping all the gifts, and I'm just making myself a cup of coffee. And she says to me in front of the whole family, there's one more gift. I'm like, okay. So her gift giving surprise gifts have been like the 40th birthday surprise. There was one where she gave me a scuba suit, which I'm not that big into scuba. But she got me this $300 scuba suit. Well, when you ask someone how much did it cost when they've given you a surprise gift, it doesn't go over too well. So I have this all going in my head as she's presenting me this little box. And the whole family is there. And I'm like, something's up. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe this is it. Maybe she's going to make up for like all the mishaps over the last few years of all the bad gift giving and surprises she's given me. And I open the box. Well, I should backtrack a little bit also. By the way, we did mention that I had a paper route and I didn't like dogs as a kid. Totally true. Like, I, in my neighborhood, not a fan of dogs. We were chased. Anyone, like, child of the 80s or 70s, like, when, like, dog poop bags were not a thing? Remember that? Yeah. Like, you'd go and rake leaves with your friends and try to jump in the leaves, and then you'd realize, oh, they have a dog. It was a problem. Or, for me, I'd also, after jumping in those leaves, have to run across the street to my house to avoid getting chased by the dogs of my neighbors. Not fun. Also, back to the dogs, my job profession has been working in parks. And in California, we lived in a park. My children, that sort of fear of dogs was passed on to them because our backyard was a park. People would walk their dogs off leash. The dogs would chase my kids. They'd knock them into things. They'd knock them over. It's okay, she's friendly. It's like, well, yeah, but she's also twice the size of my kid, and her mouth can fit around my kid's face. So, yeah. Well, I open up the box, and I'm shocked really shocked to see this tiny little sweater that says hiking buddy on it. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. It's a dog sweater. She knows. She knows very well how I feel about dogs. And I'm starting to think, this is horrible. Like, this is not happening. My wife did not get me a pet dog. This can't be real. And then I start realizing that, actually, oh my gosh, like, what if she really got us a dog? It's 2023, right? COVID happened. We left our home in California. We actually came back to Baltimore. We were out there for a decade or so. Started our family. Our family started after 6 years of trying to have children. We struggled with that, and we adopted our first child when we got the keys to our park house in California. The same day we got the call that we were getting our baby boy. So, but in 2023, after we've come back to Maryland, and my kids have said, "Where's the beach, Dad?" And I'm like, 3 hours that way? They had a rough time adapting to life in Maryland. And so I'm thinking, like, maybe a dog is a good thing. We have a kid also. Our older kid is now 11 years old, and he's starting to have those questions about being adopted. And he's starting to really struggle with those questions, and he's starting to wonder, like, what is my family? What family is mine? And I'm thinking, like, a dog. Okay. Maybe she really thought this through. Maybe this is the right thing for our family. We need a dog. And then I'm thinking, like, but what the hell? Like, why would my wife get a dog? Like, I don't like dogs. Like, so my brain is going up and down, left and right, every direction. And I'm seriously, like, excited. My heart is racing. I am, like, no. This, like, no, you didn't do this. Really? And she starts to get this, like, big look on her face. Like, her eyes are open. And she's like, oh, God. Like, and she kind of, like, I didn't realize it in the moment, but she sort of realized, like, wow, like, he's really into this, you know, or he's, like, really excited about this. So she says, well, it's out in the garage. We gotta go to the garage. I'm thinking, like, no way, no way. She leads me out to the garage, opens the door, and there's, like, a large box, like a crate. And I'm, like, giddy with excitement. I'm thinking, like, this is so cool. I can't believe, like, we're just gonna cast it all to the wind. Forget everything. We're gonna move on with our lives, and everything's gonna be better. We're getting a dog, right? But I hate dogs. Like, what is this about? You know? So totally all over the place in my mind. Well, I'm, like, waiting for the yapping, waiting for the puppy to jump out. Doesn't jump out. And she's like, he's right there. And I go over, and I don't even know how to describe this thing. It's a toy dog. Literally a toy dog. Like a robot toy dog that looks like a balloon animal. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, what did you, like, you're kidding me. And she is, like, mortified because she realizes that she didn't just, like, trick me, but she also, like, sent me on this emotional roller coaster. And I was in tears. I was in literal tears crying about this. I'm like, where's my dog? So let's fast forward through 2023 to today. We now have gone, like, full circle. My wife and I had these conversations, and we started talking about dogs. We all decided, I think we need a dog. Let's get a dog. We adopted a dog. Didn't work out. We had to send her back. Sad story. But the first time my kid took her out in the woods for a walk, I have a photo of him, and the smile on his face is just incredible. He is just so happy. In this one brief moment, I snapped this photo of him, and I'm just, like, so thrilled for this kid that it felt bad to have to give that dog back. She was just too big for the kids. She was too old. She had already learned some, you know, bad behaviors that we just couldn't train out of her. So getting closer to Christmas time, camp season's over, I spent, like, 3 whole months building a fence, building a doghouse, all this stuff. And my kid says at one point to my wife, if Santa exists, I'm getting a dog or a phone. I'm like, well, I know what you're getting then. So we just the whole 3 months, from like September through December, spent so much time and effort. I went to Pennsylvania not once, twice, three times looking at dogs. I went to Ohio. I spent an entire day driving out to look at a dog. Like, I don't like dogs. Why am I looking at dogs? So in the end, the one in Ohio was going to be the dog. We had waited and waited and waited for the right dog, and everything looked right. She turned out to not be the right dog. After that whole drive out there and everything, it was just a horrible situation. I came back just feeling horrible. I was like, we're not going to have a dog on Christmas Eve for this child. And in the end, went to the first place I went to. This thing, I just fell in love with this dog. I could not believe I was falling in love with a dog, but I was falling in love with a dog. I was like, I have photos of myself covered in puppies. I'm like, who does this? Like, I don't like dogs, but I'm covered in puppies. This is like so weird. Anyway, Christmas morning, 4 a.m., we have worked so hard to get this to still be a surprise for the kids. And I hear my kid tearing up the steps, like tearing up the steps. And I got up out of bed so fast that I like twisted my back. I was just, you know. So we got the kid calmed down because the dog wasn't even there yet. The elves had not delivered the dog yet. When we got him out to the garage, he saw the real thing. It was like my experience, but better. And I'll say this. Now that I've had this dog for 2 weeks, it's really my dog, obviously. I'm the one who works from home around her 24 hours a day. But a neighbor of mine said to me tonight, he said, you know, it's not that you get the dog that you think you want. It's that you get the dog you need. And that's really the dog I have. Everything that we've experienced with this puppy has been fantastic and wonderful, and I'm like a full convert. We still have cats. I love my cats. I love my kids. But I also love my dog.